This episode is brought to you by our patrons, Storm and Sorrow. If you want to support an episode, head over to patreon.com/powerplaythrough, where for $10, you can get your name at the beginning of an episode, too. We also got plenty of other fun stuff over there. Thank you, Storm and Sorrow, for sponsoring this episode of Power Playthrough. Listening to Power Play Through, a podcast about waking up in the morning from the bird's nest. My name is Dan. Yes, I am the bird king. With me,
I be the bird boy.
Is Freddy Drip Drip.
I don't think I was called the bird boy in high school gym.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
of your chest.
One day, no, I don't.
Because of your bird chest.
My bird chest. No, one day in front of the school, or was it middle school? I can't remember which. One day in front of the school, like before even the first class has even begun, me and Sean were outside, and there was a dead pigeon that I was like picking up and tossing around. And some of my gym mates saw me doing that.
Why because are you always tossing corpses?
I wasn't being like particularly like shy about it. So like I wasn't, you know, wasn't like behind a school. No, this is in front of everyone. So like there's a dead bird. You know, we were tossing around. Well, I was tossing it around. And other people were trying to avoid being hit by it. And when I came in to gym, into the lockers, the boys that saw me were fucking, like, playing out the beat on the locker doors and shit. And, like, in unison, we're singing, "What happened to that boy?" And doing the, like, the bird trill in unison. They call me Bird Boy from then on.
So it just happened to be coincidence that I sang that song.
Yeah, right, yeah. You sang that song, and a memory was recovered.
Yeah, you never told me that story. Why are you always playing with fucking bodies?
Like as a, I don't know, like morbidly curious kid, I guess, you know. I just fascinated, and there's, you know, not for nothing, there's a lot of dead pigeons on the, there's a lot of dead pigeons just hanging around.
So I revived a pigeon like 4 days ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So there was a pigeon, presumably dead in the middle of the street. Now, I still don't want to run over it with my tire.
Yeah,
like
those things are just parasites and bones and green stuff.
So
it
was just
filled with some weird green stuff.
So it was just laying there dead in the middle of the road, and I swerved a little bit so it wouldn't go under my tire, and it went under the center of my car.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And when I came out, I made sure that I didn't crush it by looking in my rearview mirror.
Mm-hmm.
But after I had rolled over it, it woke up, and it was in the middle of the road going, "Oh shit, oh shit," and its like wings were up in the air, and it was like, "I don't know, I have a thing." It was just praying to Jesus.
Yeah.
He didn't know that the Bird King rolled over it and was just like, give life.
Yeah. your presence washed over it. It resuscitated it, brought it back to the mortal realm. We needed you back then.
I was just staring into the rearview mirror going,
because we needed you back then. Because I find a motionless bird on the side of the house, I'm just hitting it with a bat. and like it exploded. It like and shit you not, like it I didn't see any bones or meat inside it. It just opened like a baked potato. And inside it was just like squiggly green shit. And I'm like, back then we're just like, ugh, you know? Like, yeah. What is that? You know? And we just fucking ran away from it. But now, you know what that's probably what all the deep state folks are talking about. You know, that's probably all the fucking what is it, the G4? Not the G4. That's a TV station. What's the defunct T station? It's all like the nanobots in there. It's all what they said the vaccine's gonna put in us. It was in that bird, you know.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well,
why can't I think of what it's called? What is it called?
It does, I don't know. I'm not gonna look it up either.
It's called like G. Is it? Does it start with a G? They're worried.
Like
it
a sounds G6. Like,
sounds like yeah. Fly like a G6. It's a bird. That was fucking right there in front of us, too. The fucking...
Everything's an op,
fucking
baby.
Far East connection, along with... Far East movement. along with, whoever the girl was that did the chorus for them. It was right there in front of us. Right there in front of us, trying to tell us about fly like a G6 bird. Mm-hmm. Already had it in it. They were the first experiment. Now with the vaccine, we are they've moved up.
Don't get us flogged. Humans. Don't get us fucking flogged on the.
I got vaccine 3 times. So
yeah,
like
I gotta get my last one.
If anything, I'm pro. Yeah, I'm ready to be. I'm ready to be amongst the birds.
Yeah, I mean...
Bird Boy and the Bird King.
I'm so glad that in 2023, my true calling came upon me when I got crowned the Bird King.
Yeah, that's you.
It's just making my life a lot better.
Mm-hmm. And it's just a fateful thing. I did not make up that story. I don't make up any fucking story. 100%.
I did not make up that story.
100%. I mean, like, why would I fucking... I mean, they didn't know me, but they want to know me. If I'm telling a story about when in my youth of doing some fucking hoodlum shit, I'm not fucking lying. They call me Bird Boy. They call me Bird Boy. I just need
to know why you've never told me that. When I started calling myself the Bird King, why didn't you tell me you were of my crew?
You know, man, it takes... There's like... Either like a latency issue or something with my brain. It doesn't always give the most pertinent information and at the ready, at immediacy. Sometimes we take a minute to get there. This wasn't bad. What was this? 4 recordings or something before
you let me know? Yeah. I mean, it's two for the people here.
Yeah,
4
yeah.
for the people that pay us.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go. Yeah, the bird trill and you singing it. It was specifically you singing that song before we turned on the mics or turned on the recording instruments before.
Instruments.
Yeah, before. That really got me going. It really got me going and it shot through me like a fucking. Sliders event.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. So, I went to McDonald's yesterday because in the app they were doing a free 6 nuggets just for living.
Yeah. I love that.
Mm hmm. Mm hmm. And, you know, I added some stuff to it because I was like, sure. Why not? And then I offered my coworkers, I said, hey, do y'all want anything from McDonald's? Only one took me up on it. When I got there, they put an extra thing in my bag. They put a extra hot and spicy in there. I didn't order it. I'm cool with that. So when I got back, I gave it to the coworker that ordered it. I was like, yeah, I'm full. I don't really want this hot and spicy. Besides, it looks like it has a big old puddle of mayo on it. And for some reason, that's off-putting to me.
No, you slide it right on over. I would have that in a heartbeat.
Like, I looked at it through the paper, I could see the mayo.
In a heartbeat and reduce my own heart rate.
So when she opened it, dude, that bun was wet with a fucking H.
In a heartbeat, in this sense, means extremely slow.
She opened it up and like she just put her thumb in the middle of the bun and like grease pooled into the middle of the bun.
Oh, sweet baby.
And she looked at it and she goes, is that right? And I go, don't eat that. And she like looked at it and she went, I'm going to heat it up real quick.
Yeah.
And I went,
I'm going to simulate it sitting in the fucking on the dashboard real quick.
Yeah. And she heats it up and she comes back and then she bites into it and she just gets fucking warm mayo in her mouth. And she's like, yeah, I'm not going to eat this.
Why'd you think that was the choice to make?
I don't know.
Get that. That's weird.
She's 21. She doesn't make the best decisions.
I would never heat up hot and spicy. That's just poor, like, self-preservation instincts, I guess, like that. I don't know what to call that. That just don't make no sense. I've never heard of anyone heating up fucking anything for McDonald's. But you know what's, like, the one that sounds, like, least conducive to that is the fucking hot and spicy. Mm. Well, I guess the fries. I mean, the fries are just... I feel like you put them in there and you getting out like packing peanuts, you know?
Yeah.
That just sounds bad. But like, eating up hot and spicy already with its fucking bog lettuce and its fucking curiously thick mayo that like only comes from McDonald's. Like, I would never heat that shit up. Like, McDonald's got some thick-ass mayo. I remember that was, like, a revelation to me when they first introduced grilled chicken sandwiches.
Yeah.
The artisan.
Mm-hmm.
And I got one of them bitches, and the mayo was freshly expunged onto it.
Yeah.
And it looked like it came out of a, like, chef-grade frosting tube, you know? Like in ribbons. Like it was thick. And I've noticed that ever since, that the mayo at McDonald's is extremely thick. So you got the bog lettuce, the thick mayo, that bun that is barely holding on. Barely holding on. And she said, I'm going to fucking put this in the microwave.
Is she 21?
Mm-hmm. You know? I guess. Yeah. That's explanation enough for sure.
Because, I mean, I've committed many a food crime in my life.
Oh, yeah. We're both repeat wanted. Offenders.
Yeah, we're both fucking wanted.
Yeah. Yeah, essentially. Yeah, we're criminals at large. So I get it. I definitely get it. I've made horrible crimes, too. It's just... I don't know. I do these crimes, and I'm like, there's a chance this is gonna fucking rule, you know?
Yeah.
Microwaving a hot and spicy, I see 0% for it to come out better than it was.
I don't believe in...
Now, what if you fucking panini press it?
Ooh, dude, you gotta order no... If your intention is to...
That's a food crime right there, but, it, you know, there's a chance of success.
Yeah. No. Listen. Food crime if you ordered it with sauces on it, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't think that you... I think that you should be thrown in fucking food jail if you order a hot and spicy the way it comes and then throw it directly in the fridge to fucking panini press it later. You can go to hell for that. Yeah. Like, you should go to hell for
probably,
that.
I'd probably get it Robbie style, which is my friend Robbie, but which is no lettuce, cheese, no mayo, mac sauce.
Nope. Mac sauce is part of the crime. If you get mac sauce on the side.
That's what I would get. That's what I would get, though, to Panini Press it.
But, like, if you were to order that mac sauce on the side.
I hear you.
So that you can Panini Press it in the dip.
Chicken, cheese, bread. No lettuce. Get the bog lettuce out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And we go with the mac sauce on the side.
Mm-hmm. And then you dip.
Yeah, you dip it. Panini Press it, and then we dip. Okay.
Think about that.
That seems like maximizing our chances for success.
Yeah.
Going that way.
If you are going to fridge and reheat any fast food, sauceless. Get that fucking shit dry.
Explicitly, if you know you're going to be reheating this, you go no sauce. Go dry on it. Sauce on the side. You sauce it up after you reheat it.
And here's the deal. Here's how you know to order it dry. When you are in line and you knew what you were going to get, like you're at Jack in the Box and you're ordering a fucking number six, a cum burger with the curly fries and a soda.
Yeah.
Right? And you go, I could use a Bacon Ultimate Cheeseburger. Understand that the Bacon Ultimate Cheeseburger is not a reheatable food. So you turn your cum burger into a dry cum burger. So no cum on that burger. That's your fridge burger. And let me tell you, a panini pressed fucking sourdough jack. That sounds fucking good.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. That's not a bad idea whatsoever. I would like to. Yeah, I would like to. I would like to just see the look on a McDonald's employee's face. I mean, they're not getting paid enough for this shit. I don't want to harass them. But I'd like to see the look on their face if I went there and I got a sandwich with the explicit intention to reheat panini style. And I asked for the mayo on the side. Like, what would they give me?
Or they would tell you you have mayo at home.
Yeah, it would be impossible. Because the mayo hangs from a suspended vat. Like the fucking artificial womb the Frankenstein monster was made in.
I don't think that they have cups there for sauces. They have, like, the paper cups. They have
I just want to see, like, would they give me a mayo packet? Or I just want
to
further...
You know what? They would probably give you a mayo packet. That's probably exactly what you'd get.
I don't think their mayo comes in the packet, though. Like, it comes in some kind of...
No, you're not getting the McDonald's brand mayo when you get mayo on the side. You're getting Hellmann's.
That's what I want. I love Hellmann's, but I am specifically after that thick mayo that yellows around the side when it's sitting for a little too long. Like, I want...
6 minutes.
Yeah, I specifically want that mayo. I want that mayo that's like the primordial ooze from... Like, if I let that shit sit for a while, you know, I'm going to start the like, chicken genetic DNA legacy, like, after a while. It's going to be a Petri dish sort of thing. Like, it's going to, like, it's just, it's incredible. Like, to work at a McDonald's and to have the privy of seeing the mayo vat. We're seeing, like, I really do feel like it has to be suspended. I don't know why it has to be suspended. The very little I know about, like chemical composition and shit like that, and storage of certain chemicals, something makes me feel like that shit is suspended
I would like to live in your brain sometimes.
In a Dr. Seussian style machine, you know?
No, sometimes I would love to live in your brain. Because I just want to know what, like, a lot of things.
Not a lot of room in the brain, but a good amount of room in the skull, tell you what. living in a fucking mansion. Just a little guy. Living in a big old mansion.
I just, like, would love to, like, just see how you see the world. Sometimes you're like, oh, no, that's the big back of McDonald's, and you just see a fucking cartoon factory where there's just, like, things bouncing because, like, there's always mayo flowing through them curly tubes.
And there's the big, like, what are those called? You know, the big fucking... I can't think of what they're called. The big accordion squishies they use to stoke the fire. The bellows.
Yeah.
Bellows. Yeah. Like big bellow fucking tubes are out there. Like the GAC pump machine. You remember the GAC pump machine where you put the GAC over the circle and fill it up like a balloon?
I know exactly what you're talking about. I also think that you think that there's like a manager in the back and he's always in. He's always covered in shadows, smoking a cigar, blowing huge plumes of smoke out of his nose like he's a bull.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah. You don't need to live here. You see what I see.
You've been around me a troubling amount of time. So it's like, you got it. You know what's going on. Well, yeah, it's essentially like, there's no way that mayo can be contained in just the little flimsy packets. No way. Like they're not even your traditional squeezable condiment containers. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The boy thick and it's a feral. You know, you can't tame that kind of mayo. You gotta put it like it's like a snake wrangler, you know. You pull it out of its little terrarium. You milk it for its fucking venom. Be careful. Get your metal stick with the hook on the end because you side eye. You look away for a second. It's all over, and that's like the mayo beast or whatever. Whatever that big tube is.
Mayo beast.
Gotta be. It's not of man's world, you know. It's of the natural world, you know. It's of what came before. You know? Different place when fucking dragonflies were the size of toddlers and shit, you know.
Yeah,
like millipedes really did have a million legs, and there's frogs that could swallow you whole, and all that. Like we're talking bad. that's the earth the mayo is from at McDonald's. You know, a primal, strange world.
Episode 33 of Gekiso Sentai Car Ranger, Awaken, Gekiso Dapu. Originally airing October 11, 1996, written by Naruhisa Arakawa, directed by Noboru Matsui. The boy is back.
Wakey, and wakey.
Dapu's nakey.
Dapu's still snoozing. But Yoko comes in with a big, like, cottage thermometer.
From like, the wall.
It meant to be hung on the wall. She puts in his mouth, and she reads it, and she's kind of looking shocked at the readings. And she calls the rest in. In a very funny moment, she holds it to Kyosuke. He's like, a thermometer? And she's like, yeah, thermometer. And then she slaps him across the fucking jaw.
She's like, you stupid fuck.
It's what the thermometer reads.
Look at the temperature. Dapu's temperature is back to normal.
Yeah. Yeah, so that means Dapu's going to be waking up. But he's currently in Dream World, where he sees the what happened to his planet, the Bosok fucking running wild on it and looting it of its resources, and then he sees his folks on like a
grassy knoll.
Yeah, grassy knoll. That's a great
and then they're assassinated by Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yeah,
but was he just a patsy?
Yeah, like he sees his mom and dad, and he's like, "Oh fuck!" He's like, "Mama, daddy," you know. It's like I miss you so much.
What are you talking about, you stupid fuck? We're right here. Yeah. Feed me, mama.
Yeah.
No, you gotta wake up. But then I won't be with you. And then he's not with them.
Yeah. Bye bye.
Yeah. You never were with me.
Yeah. So Dapu's got a lot going on. Dapu's a deep fucking character with a lot of strife and a lot of, you know, like
Dapu lost his family.
Anguish. Yeah. Yeah. So. That's where it cuts back to the Bosok, and we see.
Oh yeah, and they're talking God. About.
Oh, it's great! It's fucking great.
Listen, when Richie Rich Hiker was in here, he brought the battle too much to the Car Ranger. It caused an unnecessary power up.
Yeah, I love that logic so much. He was basically like. He went unnecessarily hard. Like mm-hmm. just there was no need for that. And look
we
what
we wouldn't
happened.
Have the VRV machines if we didn't do that shit. So from now on, we're gonna beat him with what we have. Health and stupidity.
Yeah.
So now we're health Bosok.
Yeah.
And
it was
fucking Zonette's over there and she's like, why don't you call yourselves the stupid Bosok? Baka Bosok. She's like, well, that's mean.
Sounds good. Yeah. So, but yeah, that's mean.
Yeah, we're not trying to make anybody feel bad.
Well, I love that logic so fucking much. He's like, we tried to go at him with our brains. We tried to outsmart them, which is stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Because stupid is what we do best.
Yep.
We're fucking hardy folk. Dumb as rocks. And that's what we should have always kept to. You know, it's kind of like the Adam DeMamp pep talk where he's on to his family.
Fucking DeMamp camp.
Yeah, yeah. Where he's, well, he's talking to.
Oh, when his dad dies?
Yeah, yeah. He's like, we shouldn't even have pockets. There's a sweatpant family.
Aunt Linda, get them titties out.
Yeah. It's essentially that. Like, as if you like. Oh, we forgot who we are. It's fucking, really fucking great.
Having a successful pizza chain.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, Roch has already got us
he's
covered.
Like, I already got a power up, y'all.
Yeah.
This is our super idiot drink. And you know what? Who am I going to give it to? I'm going to give it to you. Usu, usu, usu.
Yeah. It's like a tiger striped buffoon in like a slingshot.
Yep.
Like he's a doofus. Well, they hand it right over and he doesn't think perfect candidate, just fucking pops it open, chugs that shit. Ooh, he's raring to go.
Yeah, they go, okay, 1 + 1, he goes, 6. Okay. If a dog's nose is pointing south, where's his tail? The middle. What's a cat say? Woof.
Yeah,
he's like, perfect. Oh, let's send him out.
It's like that fucking meme. I always think of Tyler, so shout out to Tyler for it, because it's like his meme, if anything else, where it's like I took this highly experimental, controversial medication that accelerates my thoughts, and the person's like, what are you? So like you're super smart now? He's all, I'm stupid. Faster. Like, it's so good. Like, that's essentially what this drink is. It just makes you,
yeah,
all that stupid in you, it supercharges it. Yeah. And it's, man, I want the stupid idiot drink real bad. Real bad. I wish that was like a fucking, I wish that was a thing.
It is. It's called Four Loko.
Well, that's, you know what? You know what? You're kind of, you're not wrong there. I need a non-alcoholic.
Well, see, the thing is that the alcoholic is what makes you stupid faster.
Maybe like the zero sugar energy drinks are stupid idiot drinks. Maybe I'm already taking stupid idiot drinks by just having zero sugar energy drinks.
I mean, I could agree with that. I also feel like zero sugar soda is a stupid idiot drink. Yeah. But it's just because, like, come on, man, it's just as bad for you. Just drink the fucking soda.
But it doesn't make me like fucking the energy drink does, you know? It kind of it's just tasty. It's just tasty. Or actually, it's just what I've accepted as tasty, you know?
Yeah.
And that's all the zero sugar sodas are. It's like, it's what you've accepted as tasty because now sugar gives you a headache. And it's like, this doesn't taste as good as the sugar ones, but this is what you can have. So this is the new, like, this is the new barometer for tasty, right?
So I've been trying to incorporate tofu into my diet recently.
Sure.
And
I said that really sarcastically. I don't know why.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I get it. I fucking get it, dog. I've been trying to incorporate tofu into my diet, and every time that, like, we grab, like, a meat substitute version of tofu, I fucking hate it.
You know, I've come across this recent way of thinking about it, and I never realized how, like, on the, like, this makes perfect sense as far as to the way you should approach meat replacement stuff, like Beyond stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If the item in question that's Beyond is like the main part of the dish, you're gonna notice it. But if it's something like, you know, like you're eating steak and potato fucking bowl with eggs and shit like that, and the steak is Beyond steak, you're not gonna notice it. Like, it'll pretty much be the same. So, like, I want to do that now, where I will have the vegan options, but, like, not...
Won't go, no, like, I mean, there's that vegan truck that is at Grap House every time we go. Mm-hmm. And, like, they did, like, a vegan, like, chili thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, that sounds like it works...
It was pretty fucking baller.
That sounds like that's a perfect place for it, where it's, like... It is a part of the flavor. It is, like, not the main fixture of it, you know? Because, like, if you haven't Beyond, like, chicken nuggets and shit like that, I don't think you're in for a good time. So, like, by the fourth one, it's going to be, like...
So, four is actually the number. So, like, we had... I did tofu hot dogs recently. And, like... After the second bite, I was just fucking done. I was like, no, this isn't good. Thanks for trying.
Yeah.
But we're good. And then we got, like, the Smart Foods chicken nuggets. And after, I'm usually, like, a 10 nugget dude.
Yeah.
And after nugget four,
I
was like.
Anyone that's seen us would safely assume that we're 10 and up nugget dudes.
I mean, when I go to McDonald's, I'm a Happy Meal boy.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, like, that's the baby mouth factor that they don't readily know about. I'm saying upon appearances, they look at us like, yeah, those guys will put down some nuggets.
But, like, if I'm sitting at home and I got, like, a nice ranch and I got some Frank's wing sauce mixed together, I'm putting down 10 to 15 nuggets, no problem. Yeah. But, like, at McDonald's, I'm a Happy Meal guy. I actually get sick after I eat more McDonald's than that. And that's... We're good. But, like, I've just been, like, making and seasoning tofu and not treating it like, this is my chicken replacement. Like, I might have a little bit of ground pork in the meal. Mm-hmm. but there's also, it's mostly tofu.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking delicious.
Okay. I would like to try some tofu. I don't think I've ever had tofu in my life.
It fucking tastes like nothing.
That's what I've heard.
But, like, I made this... Well,
there's a lot of seasons and a lot of sauces out there, Daddy.
I made this mapo tofu thing, which is just kind of like a Szechuan spicing that's kind of spicy.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I just cut up some tofu, grilled it with this stuff, cooked it with the ground pork fat in the thing, and then served a little bit of ground pork, the fucking tofu with the sauce on it, and over a bowl of rice, and that shit was delicious.
That sounds pretty good. That sounds pretty good. I would like...
But like a tofu hot dog? No, fuck that.
What's
that shit
the
tasted
point?
Like...
Like, hot dog is already, like... Hot dog...
If you're gonna eat a hot dog...
Hot dog is already, like, meat adjacent. You know? Like, it's not... Mm-hmm. You don't... This stuff is just produced. Like, what they make for hot dogs is just a byproduct. You know, the stuff that's made into hot dogs is a byproduct of our world and how it goes. It's not like, I don't know, like, you're not going beyond on hot dogs. Just doesn't make any fucking sense to me. It's like,
yeah. So my rule now is just, I'm not eating the substitute version of the meat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not eating a tofu chicken nugget. I'm not eating a fucking black bean burger. I'm not eating any of that bullshit.
Yeah, no.
I'm going to eat tofu seasoned, but not seasoned to be fucking meat. Just seasoned tofu.
Just good seasons on tofu. Yeah, I think that's the way to go. Not like something that is imitating the meat being the main course, but like you said with the chili, you know, something in there to maybe just give a little texture. Give a little texture and to hold on to some seasoning, perfect. Not to be the burger patty, not to be the fucking hot dog, you know, not to be the fucking nugget. Fuck that. Fuck that noise.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like, I think that's the way to go.
So
I think that's the best way to approach it. Like,
so mentality. I guess what I'm saying is, after that stupid talk about incorporating tofu into my diet,
mm-hmm.
We're Health Bozok, baby.
Health Bozok it is. But
mm-hmm.
Look after your body. You could be stupid. And it's not.
Just like the pee-pee boys.
Yeah, no problem. No problem. No fucking wrinkles on the brain. Ugly. Brain smooth. Bad thoughts just slide right off.
I saw you tweet something about how your brain is smooth. It fucking popped me hard.
Just, and like, another one was like brain, what was the other one? Brain can backdash because it's smaller. it can avoid the trauma of being hit in the head. It can move out of the way. There's a lot of benefits to just being stupid, you know. What's getting, you know, like, I think you should be kind. I think you should be empathetic and compassionate and take care of your body and be stupid because that's where the bliss is, you know. That's where the ignorance is bliss thing, you know. That's where the sweet spot is. You let the smart brain fucks that know the things for, like, the environment and shit like that, global warming. You listen to them. You let them, you keep conscious of that info, you know, like, but your job is to be a good person, and you don't need to be smart to be a good person.
Yeah.
Plenty of examples throughout history of the stupidest motherfuckers, you know, just being just like beacons of humanity.
That's good.
Bozok don't like humanity.
but they sent their number one hot boy, Usu Usu Usu, to Earth.
Yeah.
But on Earth, who's getting up? Dapu.
Mm-hmm.
He hits his head on the side of a sign, and then he sees the car ranger in the garage where they're proposing that they hold a little party for Dapu, a celebration for him waking up. Man, wouldn't it be dope if you had a crew that would celebrate you waking up?
Hey, yeah, like, yeah, that'd be pretty cool. Like, they're your little picnic like they're doing here. It's like, oh, you had a big old nap. You had a big mm-hmm. old nap. You were gone for several days. And now you're amongst us again. Let's have a picnic on this beautiful mountain range.
Hey, we were a month sans Dapu.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, life was hard with no Dapu.
Yeah. I
need guidance in my life, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's true. They're happy to have him back. And it's really fulfilling to know that they're happy to have him back. But yeah, they're going to that mountain range. They're going to like set up a picnic. He's going to fucking love it. We got to be super secret about it though. So we're going to surprise him with it. Dapu's overhearing all of this though. And he's like, man, those guys, you know, how fucking thoughtful they are. And to think that I've been sleeping this whole time, you know, and they've been doing it without me. But they've look at them, you know, they're doing it on their own.
Yeah.
And they go to set up on this like this mountain range, which basically is like the spot from Dapu Stream. And it is fucking hot. It is October, mm-hmm. but it is scorching outside.
Yeah.
They all fucking hate it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's going on, but it is a sweaty, sweaty day.
But you know, they're like, man, it's the middle of October. And then they're like, God, this has to be Bozok.
Yeah. What else?
It's way too hot for it not to be Bozok. And then who rolls through? Usu, Usu, Usu.
Yeah.
On a bike proclaiming his hotness. And he's sharing his heat with the earth while empowering his bike with the super idiot drink.
He just pours it right to the gas tank. Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, I'm going to burn this planet with my super speed. The car ranger, like, oh, shit, the forest is on fire.
Yeah, it's a big national park. And just sets it ablaze. The whole mountain is just going up in flames. Uh-huh. So they have to call on the VR. They call out Vic Trailer and the rest of the vehicles. And
Dapu's sitting there, and he goes, Vic Trailer?
Yeah, he's like, man, look at these guys. They're just a lot has happened since I've been Nappy Nap.
Look at how fucking cool these guys have gotten.
Yeah, they're putting out the flames. We see this, like, well, of course, the fire is like doing the fire truck thing, but we also see Dump and Dozer.
Dude, this was a big pop for me because these two fucking like
they're construction. They're the heavy lifters of the.
Here's how I think it went down. Minoru went, this big rock will do the trick.
And
Natsumi went,
she thought,
oh, this is great. We will throw these rocks at each other and we'll dust it out. And Minoru was just like, big rock, big rock.
Natsumi.
And then he saw her throwing it.
Yeah.
Like, she saw him throwing it and she goes, oh, shit. And she throws hers at his.
Yeah, yeah. She worked on the fly to make this an effective
to make
plan.
This work.
Yeah, to make it an effective, because absolutely before that, it was just like, I'm going to cut off the fire's path with this rock. You know, like,
because you know, Minoru's that dude that's like, oh, this rock's smooth. Let me throw this at some water.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's big splash.
Yeah, like he.
That was important to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, and Natsume being being the fucking the most competent of the group in the old brain department, worked on the fly, tossed her rock at his midair. They clashed and fucking turned to dust and just like dust. They like dust over the flames and shit like that, like a plane would.
They smothered it.
Yeah, they smothered it out. It's fucking cool. While police and rescue have like fucking megaphones or telling people, you know, please evacuate the area, stay clear. There's currently a raging fire. You know, like they're just on it. They're immediately on it, and they fucking saved the day already. Saved the day once. Usa, usa, usa. He's like, fuck that. We're going harder. We're going faster. And he tries to start his bike, and his bike just shits out, mainly because he put a bunch of sugar in it.
Yep. And then he goes, you know what? And he pops out two more idiot drinks, and he fucking puts them both to the dome and just yeah. is on fire.
Yeah, he is like the... He is like the embodiment of stupidity now. He is an idiot elemental. Like he is pure concentrated dumbass.
I am loving that for the rest of the series, all of these fucking Bozok are gonna be getting drunk on this idiot drink.
Don't stop. Keep this going. I love it. Sick, like fucking, they're knocking it out of just beaming it, just knocking it out of the park with this concept. It's beautiful.
Yeah,
and yeah, he is now like untouchable. He's so fucking stupid, you know, like
fucking dopped out of his mind.
If only, you know what? If this was made like a couple years later, we could have got the sweet, sweet, the Dragon Ball movie treatments where they bring them over and they put a new metal soundtrack over and they could put Disturbed over this with a Stupefy.
Let the bodies hit the... Oh, yeah, no, Stupefy would have been great.
Stupefy. Rock! Yeah, I've been waiting my whole life just one. Rock! Yeah.
Well, Freddie, you've been telling me you wanted to get into editing video.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, this would be perfect.
The first step to editing video is AMVs, man.
Yeah, I want to... That's all... yeah, that's. I'm going to make a shitload of AMVs.
First thing you need to do is make a Naruto one to Linkin Park's Numb.
Yeah, just do as like a rite of passage. Yeah,
yeah, everybody's got to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you can make Bozok Stupefy.
Yeah, I would. I'm. That will happen. 100%. I want that to happen. That will happen.
As long as you can make one for the fusion dance of all of Dragon Ball, and only do the screwed up fusion dances to 311's All Mixed Up.
Oh, it's a very specific, it's a very specific song, and yes, that'll happen for sure. I'm gonna even include a Krusty Boo in there, evil dried out gray Krusty Boo, because he's a malformation.
Yeah,
he's not a fusion, but he's a malformation.
Yeah, I mean he was when Majin Buu became a good guy.
Yeah, and we'll.
He let all the evil out.
And we'll get some Tenkaichi footage in there so you could see the Krillin cell, where Krillin absorbed, or cell absorbed Krillin.
Yeah?
Yeah, like, well, oh, that's perfect. No, I can make a great video with 311.
311's all mixed up. Yeah,
so the Rangers are all mixed up because they don't know how to fucking touch this guy.
Well, yeah, they get out of their machines and they try to get up on him and they can't do it. And Dapu's like, I gotta reach out to them. And then he has this vision of how fucking heartbroken they'll be if they don't get to surprise wake up Dapu to this picnic.
He pictures of him like a hellscape just scorching to death. And they're like, oh, Dapu's awake. We can't do the surprise picnic for him. And they're all just like, they're cooking in their suits, but that's their concern. So Dapu's like, fuck, I can't let them know. Can't let them know I'm awake. I gotta think. I gotta come up with something.
And he slaps the remote.
And
it turns to the news where they've got Bikini Babe news.
Yeah. Bikini clad. She's all, there's a fucking, there's a heat wave.
Crazy
going
heat
on,
wave.
And it won't stop until the Car Rangers defeat the Bozok.
If only they could get under the ground like a worm.
Yeah, where it's cool. So Dapu's hit with inspiration. It's like, I gotta,
it's like a worm.
I gotta convey this message. I gotta convey this wisdom to the Rangers. The way of attack is from underneath this motherfucker. So the Rangers are looking for some way to cool off. They fucking got the suits
they
off.
They retreat, they lose their powers for a little bit, and they can't
even
get cold
suits.
Water.
Yeah, it's too hot in the suits. They gotta run. They gotta find some. Go to water fountain. It's fucking just hot water coming out of there. They see a pool. They almost jump in, but thankfully Minoru dumps his entire hand in it first to test the temperature, and it's boiling. It's beyond hot spring levels, he says. So it's like, I'm really glad he just dunked his whole hand in there instead of just tapping it or something. Like, God damn it. Bless that boy. So they're all like sitting on the edge.
Big rock.
Yeah. They're all sitting on the edge of this pool, just fucking just dying from heat exhaustion, when a ordinary citizen approaches.
And he wants to give them a little bit of advice about the worm, but they're like, no, get out of here. Get out of here, man.
This is no place for you, ordinary citizen. And like, even Minoru's like, ordinary citizen, you got a giant ass head.
Yeah.
It's like, it's Dapu in like this weird old man sage outfit. And
he's a fortune teller.
Yeah, a fortune teller. And so after they shoo him off, he's like, my fucking disguise was too good. All right. Let's see what else I got. And he opens a disguise kit, and
he becomes a nurse.
Sexy nurse Dapu, and he's got the big lips and shit.
And he goes, no, this one's too weird.
Yeah, he's like, yeah. He's got like pink panties on underneath and everything, and he's like.
Well, he had some pink shorts on, and I was like, Freddy's wearing those right now.
Yeah, I do have a pair that looks like that. You got the pink undergarments with the short shorts, but he got the pink undergarments on, and he's got what is that called? Candy striper? Is that what it is?
No, he was just in a nurse outfit. Candy stripers wear the pink. They just kind of like hang out.
Okay, all right. Yeah, so he's like, no, weird. So he sees something, he's like, oh my God, that's it. And he shows back up, and he's now like fucking rockabilly / hair metal Dapu with like a big pompadour, fucking leather and chains and a guitar, and he's fucking wailing with sunglasses, and he's playing them a song about fucking worms are dope, because, you know, underground it's cool, you know, cool, get it? It's fucking cool underground, you know, and us as juggalos, that resonates with us. We've been told many times about the benefits of the underground, so we're right on board. But they're like, oh my God, worm underground, it's cool. That's how we do it.
So let's be fucking real. They say that they go underground, but these motherfuckers just come at them head on.
Like, I love...
Like, there's, like, a small underground shot.
Don't forget the biggest pop, though. The biggest joke of the episode. They run off, and Dobby's like, man, fuck yeah. Like, they didn't even have a fucking clue. The day is saved. And it, like, immediately cuts to them. It's like, Dapu woke up, huh? Just like... Fucking funny. Like,
yeah, but he doesn't want us to know, so let's not spoil it.
Yeah, so let's not focus on that right now. But just, the comedic timing of the cut is so good.
They had no idea it was me, baby.
Oh, Dapu's awake. Wow.
Dapu can fucking shred, though, can he?
Yeah. You're right, though. So, Dragon Cruiser goes underground for a little bit.
I guess.
It's dirty, and it comes out, and it fucking rams him. While, I guess Kyosuke was like, you know, sky is just the ground, but in the air.
sky is just overground.
Yeah.
Not above ground, it's overground.
Planes go underground, but up. So, same difference. So
overground, we're going overground for this one.
It makes you think, like, why didn't they just attack him from the Zord at this point? Because, like, we know the auto blasters, like, the heat wave deflected them, so the range attacks from those didn't work. But they tried literally nothing else as far as like range,
like
weaponry.
This whole thing wouldn't have happened if they didn't get out of the VRV robos. They could have just fucking sprayed them.
If they combined and they fucking double cannoned with the victory twister or whatever on this motherfucker,
there'd just been a hole in the ground.
Yeah, like, that's it. But true Ranger fashion, you know, they don't go big, we don't go big, we don't escalate. You know, fucking, it took Mighty Morphin, as bad of a series as it was, Zordon's, like, tenets reign true for everything. You know, like,
I don't think so. We're tackling a lot of Zordon's tenets in the comic book right now.
Well, the comic, I don't know about the comic. I don't know about the comic.
So
I own a lot of it. Don't know it.
we're tackling Zordon's tenets and his absolutes that are problems. So, you know how he wants them to never reveal their identity.
Mm-hmm.
So, the Omega Rangers don't keep secret identities except on Earth. Like, everybody around knows that Trini is the Red Omega Ranger and Zach is the Black Omega Ranger. And that their cat is the blue one.
Yeah.
And that there is no yellow Omega Ranger anymore.
Yeah.
But, like, on Earth, there's only one Power Ranger. Like, the Green Ranger went on TV and revealed his identity.
Well... Well, hold on. That's them fucking up. What Zordon said, like, these Sentai series have followed suit, you know?
Well, also, Kimberly just attacked... Kimberly was tired of a monster attack, so she called her Zordon and fucking flattened him.
Oh, that's...
While he was small.
That's cool as shit, but also...
And Tommy's kind of like, what the fuck did you do? We don't escalate. She's like, why are we going to keep fighting this battle over and over again? Why are we going to let people get hurt? I'm going to start doing this.
That's a very good point, but Zordon said, okay, like, we don't, that's fucking wild. That's cool.
I think we're leading to Kim leaving the team. Yeah,
that's really cool.
Yeah.
But back here in 1996, you know, we like, those rules that Zordon put forth, you know, like, whether they knew they're, well, I mean, like, I'm saying those are, that's a pretty good catch-all for why the series works the way it does for so long. You know, it works the way it does. We know why it works, because it's fucking awesome, you know, it's colorful, great toys, big monsters, it works. But, like, as far as, like, in-universe why shit works the way it does, that Zordon bit, it's a good catch-all. It's a very good catch-all, because this is a case where, yeah, fucking VRV Robo could have just made a crater, like you said, and that's it. But anyhow, the Dragon Cruiser and Pegasus Thunder will do the job just fine. They managed to knock him out of his fucking force field and exhaust him, and he's like, well, I got no fucking choice now. You know, I'm gonna emo Yokan up. So back to the vehicles we go. VRV Master shows up on the scene. It's academic, you know? It just...
Yeah.
What happens to him is what happens to anyone who steps to a Power Rangers mecha. They get finishing strike and fucking the Victory Whirlwind or whatever. Is it Victory Tornado? Victory Whirlwind?
Victory Twister.
Victory Twister. Fuck!
You were close.
Yeah, I was close. Victory Twister. I just gotta think of Bill Paxton and fucking, not Laura Linney. Who was in that?
In Twister?
Yeah.
Was it Helen Hunt?
Helen Hunt. That's it, yeah. Laura Linney.
We've talked about that movie a lot.
Laura Linney, Helen Hunt, you know, Who fought the monkeys? Was it Laura Linney or was it Helen Hunt? Who fought the fucking big tornado? Was it Laura Linney or Helen Hunt? Who called forth our Independence Day, as this will be our Independence Day? Was it Bill Pullman or was it Bill Paxton? You
know, like, well, that was Pullman.
That was Pullman, for sure. I don't get those two mixed up. I love Paxton. Paxton is one of my all-time favorite fucking actors. Rest in peace, sir. One of the greatest character actors to ever exist, stole the show and everything he was in. But yeah. All right.
Bill Paxton, Helen Hunt, Twister.
Bill Paxton. Yep. Victory Helen Hunt.
Victory Helen Hunt. Well, one gun's Helen Hunt, one gun's Bill Paxton.
And they cannot be in the same room.
No, yeah, they cannot be in the same room. They fucking hate each other. That's why they're on opposite sides of Vic Trailer, right? Like, they, we keep a healthy separation of the two. They just don't work. They got their differences. But yeah, when you utilize their powers together and summon forth the Victory Twister, nothing stands in its way. Usa. He gone. He's stupid and gone, but his you know, the his stupid Bosak essence, I'm sure, went back to Barbarian, and
they got to gather up all of his real stupid piss.
Yeah, back into the works he goes. So it's nature, you know, it's nature. So
you drink his piss.
Yeah, drink. Picnic time. Yep. They drive an unconscious, pretending to be unconscious Dapu out to the wilderness where they set up a picnic for him. And Dapu's like in the back, he's got like one eye open. He's like, I can't know, I'm awake. I can't know. And so Kyosuke opens the back door. Once they're all set up, he's all, Dapu, wake up. And
I hope Dapu wakes up soon.
Yeah, and so Dapu's like, oh, it's me. I'm awake now. Oh, my beautiful car rangers. What are you guys doing? You know, it's like, oh, we have a picnic for you, man. We all have favorite foods and shit, and we're going to have a great time. He's like, oh, you guys are so fucking rad. You guys are so cool. Like, I wake up and immediately I get a fucking meal in my honor. This is amazing. It's like, not only that, but we worked out a whole routine for you. A whole exercise. Check it out. And they break out into this, like, choreographed dance and song that Dapu's, like, reluctantly getting into because he wants to eat, understandably. But they eventually bring him in. And it's, like, it's got its own lyrics and shit like that. But it's, like, a real... only Car Ranger kind of thing, you know, where it's just like
they're singing a song to their friend.
Yeah, there's explicitly no reason for this, but at the same time it's Car Rangers, so it's like there's every reason in the world for it to happen. Singing a song to our friend. Yeah. Our friend had a multi-week nap. He's awake now, and we're gonna have a picnic and we're gonna sing to him. We're gonna sing a dance around him. Like,
fucking get it.
Like a pagan festival. Dapu wake, let's celebrate. And that's where the episode ends.
Yeah, it is. But that's not where we end. Because I was driving today and I felt incredibly unsafe.
Well, you know what, sir?
Tell me.
I got
Tell me what's up.
I got something to fix your ailment.
Okay, give me a new safety measure for today.
Get this, right?
Every Thursday, it's like I forget how to drive.
We don't run into streets, right? That's a big no-no. We don't run into streets. Everyone know that. We don't
Speak
run
for
into
yourself.
Streets.
We don't run in the streets, we run these streets.
We run these streets, we don't run into these streets. There's nothing against that. We run these streets, but we don't run into... But... specifically, don't run into a street if it's a corner, because you can't see what's coming around that bend. Like, you know, a normal street. You look left, right, then you can run into the street, right? You look left, you look right, you look left again. Good. Well, I guess in Japan, maybe it's right, left, then right, because the flow of traffic goes differently. I don't know if that matters. But, like, you look both ways, and then you cross. That's when you can run into the street, and then you get to the other side if you need to. But if it's a corner...
Weird that I didn't notice any of that shit?
Oh, when you were there? You don't notice the difference?
Nah, I was just kind of like... I mean, Brent was like, is it weird with traffic being wrong? And I go, I'm not driving.
Yeah, like, you're not driving, and you're fucking all toku-pilled and wrestling-pilled up. That you're just... taking in an anime pill, you know, like you're there for very specific reasons.
not to drive.
Yeah, and you're not driving, so like I don't think that's too weird. I don't think that's too weird. But yeah, when you run into a street, if you're at the corner, big no-no. Big no-no. You need to get to a place where you can put some distance between yourself and oncoming traffic or whatever, you know, like you don't run out into the street if it's at a corner because you can't see what's coming around the bend.
Okay, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm running out in the street, I'm trying to die.
Think about it. You're not at the corner, but you're very close to the corner. You look left. Oh, look, there's a bend, right? You look right. Nothing coming. You look left. Oh, look, there's a bend. You can't. I mean, everything looks good. Everything looks okay. But then all of a sudden you become like the gay friend in Bride of Chucky. You know, you get hit by a semi truck and turned into paste. Yeah. Like you don't know what's going to come around that bend. Creedence Clearwater had a song on it. I don't know.
I'm okay with that. I mean, all right.
Round the corner, down in the street, where the Pope boys and they, like, well, yeah, that song, right?
Like, yeah.
They did that, right?
Yeah.
They were talking about that. They've talked about the dangers of the corner and the dangers of the bad moon. We haven't gotten any traffic safety tips about the bad moon, but I'm sure, you know, that's something every driver should be conscious of. Don't drive under the bad moon.
I mean,
it'll end your life tonight.
I don't know what you're saying anymore. Thank you so much for listening to our show. We bring you new ones every week.
If it's past like the 45 minute mark and I start saying shit that makes no sense to you, you always cut it off. You're like, that's enough.
I'm just, you know, I'm here for the ride. Mm-hmm, but sometimes you got to get off of the ride. And like, you know, I was listening back to the episode that we did where I said some real unhinged shit about how this is great if you're being cuckolded by your wife.
Mm-hmm.
And I dream of ending the episode with something like that every fucking week.
No, and I get you.
Nothing comes to me. And anytime that I like have something, it just feels so forced.
Yeah, I feel you.
So I just want to say thank you to Rainer for the use of our theme song, Power Playthrough. Rainer.bandcamp.com, breakcheck.bandcamp.com. You know. We're on Patreon. Patreon.com/PowerPlaythrough. It's a beautiful place where we make episodes pretty much every fucking week. We're doing Beast Wars. We're doing Jackie Chanuary. We're doing Hollow Wicked. And you can get all that shit for just $5. So, like, you really need to head over to patreon.com/powerplaythrough. Or honestly, don't. Who gives a shit? Do you want to hear us more? Go over there. You can get next week's episode of Car Ranger today. And I'm into it. I'm into giving it to you a week early. You should be into taking it.
I like that.
Thank you.
You should be into taking it.
You should be.
you're like bargaining. You know, like you're like
Yeah.
Sounds like you're like reasoning me into sex, you know.
I am. Ear sex. Jeez.
You know,
with our voices.
You should be into it.
You should be.
You married me, right? So you should be into it. Don't turn away.
Thank you for everything. We'll see you next week. Or if you get into the Patreon, right, we'll see you in like 5 minutes. All right. Bye.